This would basically put us at an appropriation level that basically on a nominal dollar basis puts us back at 1997 levels, and if you adjust it for inflation, it would put us back at 1966 levels for the appropriation. Again, the budget incorporates the tuition decision was made by the board back in January of this year, and also accommodates the budget accommodates the salary adjustment that was a general salary adjustment or merit adjustments of 2.5% that were announced earlier in the year. I won't go into great detail about the pension issue. It remains unresolved. Everybody's been fully briefed on that. I would just say that there's a remote, only, you know, it's the remotest of chances that something would happen that would affect this budget materially, but we still have to plan for that pension to come forth. We've been doing a lot of actions this afternoon to respond to the delay in state payments and the state budget situation. This afternoon, there's going to be a summary report from Avijit Ghosh on the ARR efforts and what we've been doing there. Move to the budget itself. Its summary. We looked at the budget a little bit differently this year. One of the reasons we looked at it differently is we basically three parts to the budget. We have the restricted piece, the unrestricted piece, and we have payments on behalf. So we kind of pulled out for analysis purposes. We pulled out payments on behalf from the budget. It's still incorporated into the total budget, but we did pull it out. The reason we pulled it out is because the payments on behalf, and I'll talk a little bit more about this, increased $228 million from fiscal year 12 to fiscal year 13. And I'll go into some detail about why that happened, but it just distorts kind of the analysis of the operating budget of the university by including that. If you look at really what I call the core operating budget, which is made up of the restricted piece, and the restricted piece is the part of the budget that pertains to the hospital, to the MSP, to the service plan, the medical service plan, pertains to auxiliaries, and the big pieces, research. Those are the big pieces. I call it the enterprises of the university, basically that perform on their own basis. The unrestricted piece is the smaller piece the part that I would call the educational piece, the core academic budget, you know, for the university. When you look at the combination of those two pieces, the restricted and unrestricted, you know, this budget will tell you that it's increased $155.6 million, or 3.7% over fiscal year 12. The restricted piece is the biggest driver of that, $115.6 million, or 5.1% increase. The pieces, the biggest pieces that drive that restricted increase are coming from sponsored research, from research, grants and contracts, predominantly federal grants and contracts, $46.6 million. The hospital and MSP, the medical service plan, increasing $62.3 million. That's the combination of those two, up to approximately $750 million now for those two operations. So those are the two biggest drivers of what happened and what was going on in the restricted funds, and I'll talk a little bit more in a second about those. On the unrestricted piece, which is really sourced, you know, and basically a 2% increase, a $40 million increase, really commensurate with the salary increase that we had talked about. But how do we pay for that? We've had a tuition increase, again, going back to our 4.8% increase that we had in January, of $73 million is the increase there. Probably about two-thirds of that relates to undergraduates of that increase. The rest is graduate program, costs for the graduate programs. Institutional funds increased $9.4 million. Very quickly, when I say institutional funds, I'm talking about indirect cost recoveries, royalties, and administrative allowances that we're allowed to take in back into the unrestricted in the unrestricted fund to pay for for academic efforts. And the offset to this is the reduction, as already mentioned, of $42.3 million in the GRF in the general fund appropriation. You net those numbers, you come back to that $40 million. How do we pay for that? How we pay for that increase? Again, taking a look at where does the money come from and where does the dollars go. I think, again, for purposes of this for this document, the biggest piece, you know, for 2013, restricted, as I talked about.